It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green, marking the 40th birthday of a classic film from black cinema. Coolie High was celebrated for capturing everyday urban life. It was set in Chicago's Cabrini-Green housing project, and in a way you could see Coolie High as paving the way for filmmakers like Spike Lee and also John Singleton, who directed Boys in the Hood. From member station WBEZ, Derek John looks at how the movie also changed the lives of the people who made it.
In the opening credits of Coolie High, we see a wide shot of Chicago's iconic skyline. The camera then pans across high-rise apartments before zooming in on a drab row house. This was the heart of Cabrini Green, and it's where I met Rick Stone the other day, not far from where he got his first acting job 4 decades ago.
See where it says Starbucks?
Yeah.
That's where we were, right there.
He and his friend Norman were shooting hoops one day when a white stretch limo pulled up. Inside was one of Coolie High's producers.
He was like, hey, how'd you guys like to be in the movie? Man, get the hell out of here with all that. We thought he was jiving. They looked for two of the toughest gangbangers around here, and come to find out, it was the police that recommended us.
Coolie High is not a documentary, but the two gang members essentially play themselves. Norman's character is called Robert, and Stone's is called, well, Stone. In this scene, the two are shooting dice in the back of a diner when a girl interrupts their game.
Hey, Mama, go walk someplace else.
Why don't you gamble someplace else?
Because we're gambling here, sweet thing.
This is a restaurant, not an alley.
Hey, keep on stepping, baby. We want it to be preached till we go to church.
Y'all need to go to church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That last voice is the brainy and bespectacled Preach. He's played by Glenn Turman. His best friend is basketball star and ladies' man, Coachies, who's played by Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. We see the boys cut class, hop on the back of a CTA bus, and try to get to first base with their girlfriends. Directed by Michael Schultz, what made Coolie High such a landmark film was its honest depiction of teenage life in the projects. Eric Monte wrote the film based on his time at the real Coolie Vocational High School. Although he suffered several strokes in recent years, he remembers it well.
We had fun. Fun, fun, fun. Even poor, but we had fun, fun, fun.
But Coolie High takes a dark turn after Stone and Robert convince Preach and Coachies to steal a Cadillac. Afterward, Stone and Robert think the other two snitched on them, and Coachies gets killed. Preach finds him lying motionless under the L-tracks, his screams drowned out by the trains above.
Help! Help me, somebody! Help, please!
Like so much of the movie, Coachies' death was also drawn from Eric Monte's life.
It's hard for me, even now. I'm 70 years old, but he was my man, and he died just like that. It was horrible.
After that, Monte hitchhiked his way out west. He worked on TV shows like Good Times and The Jeffersons, living out Preach's dreams of becoming a Hollywood screenwriter.
Coolie High has such a strong message of positivity and breaking through barriers and becoming somebody, no matter what your circumstances in life may be.
That's Jackie Taylor, who played Coachies' girlfriend, Johnny May, in the movie. She used the experience to launch Chicago's Black Ensemble Theater, which is still going strong today. Rick Stone had a rougher go of it after Coolie High. His friend Norman, who played Robert, was killed in a corner stick-up, and he got 8 years in prison for armed robbery. Finally, his old friend, Jackie Taylor, intervened.
Jackie called that day and said, Ricky, what you doing? And then I said, nothing. She said, well, come on down to the Black Ensemble Theater. I got something for you.
Taylor gave Stone a job as a janitor. Eventually, he started acting again and has now appeared in more than 20 stage productions. He still lives in the same area, in new mixed-income housing. But what used to be Cabrini Green looks a lot different these days.
I got white neighbors now. A white guy and his wife knocked on my door. They had a cake, and they were like, welcome to the neighborhood. I didn't have the heart to tell them that I've been over here all my life. I was like, thank you.
As for the projects, all that remains are bittersweet memories and the movie Coolie High. For NPR News, I'm Derek John in Chicago.
How do I say goodbye?